bombed bin trucks, breeding bacteria, dirty water, Yemen's cholera explosion. Yemen, the Arab world's poorest country, has been afflicted with the epidemic of cholera because of the total destruction of its infrastructure and the killing of scores of thousands of its citizens by Saudi Arabia, the richest country of the Arab world, which did not want its neighbor to have an elected popular government of its own. The result has been a humanitarian catastrophe on an unprecedented scale, while the UN, under pressure of the US, which is a party to the destructive so far 2.5-year-long war, is openly siding with Riyadh and supplying it with dangerous weapons, no matter if humanity suffers. Stay with us for excerpts of an article titled Bombed Bin Trucks, Breeding Bacteria, Dirty Water, Yemen's Cholera Explosion. Red Cross worker Chung Kyu Ryu, in describing the devastation being caused by the 2.5-year-long conflict in Yemen, where 1 in 62 now has cholera, says, "The first time I laid my eyes on the Yemeni town of Taiz, I was taken aback by the festive colors on display. The sun was shining down through the trees that lined the streets of the city, once considered Yemen's cultural capital. It looked kind of pretty. Then I stared a little closer and I realized what I was looking at. The wind had whipped up plastic bags of different colors from the vast piles of rubbish throughout the city. They had become stuck in the trees and decorated the pavements. Whatever festive joy I had felt quickly evaporated. These seemingly Christmas trees are symptomatic of the devastation caused by Yemen's 2.5-year-long conflict. One of the world's most violent, it has already killed more than 16,000 people. Staggering 14 million people, 70% of Yemen's population, need some form of humanitarian aid. Sometimes the things that don't make headlines can have a huge impact. For instance, the rubbish is piling up because the dustbin lorries have been damaged by shelling. As a result, the lorry operators have lost their jobs, and with them, the salaries they need to buy food for their families. Rubbish heaps in the streets become perfect breeding grounds for bacteria, while children go hungry." It's no surprise that Yemen now faces what the World Health Organization calls the worst cholera outbreak in the world. The statistics are catastrophic. Over 436,000 cases, 1 in 62 Yemenis is suspected of having been infected. More than 1,900 people have already died. To put this in perspective, in May and June, there were more cholera cases in Yemen than there were in the whole world in 2015. Yet, this waterborne disease is very easy to prevent and treat. Clean water is the key. Chung Kyu Ryu continues his description of the catastrophe by saying, "I was brought in by the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, to manage the repair and operation of water and sanitation systems in Taiz and surrounding areas months before the cholera outbreak started. However, the conflict means we have been beset by problems at every turn. Chlorine is essential as it keeps water clean and kills the bacteria that cause cholera. When the outbreak started, there was no enough chlorine available in local markets for people to buy what they needed. The ICRC bought chlorine from different locations worldwide to meet the needs in Yemen. Thanks to the logistics efforts, we were able to bring tons of chlorine from Jordan, Switzerland, and Kenya and have already received 3.5 tons for Taiz. But we have to cross front lines to reach quite a few of the target destinations for chlorinating water systems. There are dozens of security checkpoints on the road from Yemen's capital Sana'a to Taiz. This trip of around 284 kilometers should take around 7 hours. Imagine how checkpoints are slowing down our road trips. This is an issue even in the countryside. One of our field managers has a house in an area partially under siege. Driving there from the office would normally take 20 minutes. It now takes 6 hours because of the detour has to take. Fighting also means that most ICRC staff in Taiz cannot leave the office very often. The Red Cross worker says, "Ideally, I would be visiting sites several times a week to check progress and make sure things are being done properly. We were assessing sites for 3 new projects in 4 different locations in April. Then the security situation worsened and they all had to be put on hold. In this extremely complicated environment, the strict neutrality of the Red Cross helps keep us going. In spite of the difficulties, we have been able to repair a few damaged water systems and to provide chlorine to water boards. We are working on a project to establish automatic chlorination devices in 7 wells serving 60,000 people in Eb." Another unexpected effect of the fighting is that shelling and ground fighting have destroyed not only homes and public buildings, but also sewer systems. We were cleaning and repairing sewers in Taiz to ensure that wastewater can drain properly. This is essential in cholera prevention and to bring back some semblance of dignity and normal life. The different parties in this conflict are aware of the seriousness of the cholera outbreak. Again, the reputation of the Red Cross means they ask us for help. This has helped us gain safe access to water systems, where we have repaired generators and installed solar panels to keep water pumps going. But during Ramadan, which lasted for a month, there was still shelling every night. Red Cross worker Chung Kyu-ryu, lamenting about the catastrophic conditions because of the unabated Saudi bombardment of the historic land of Yemen, notes, "Yemen, especially Taiz, has an ancient history. My background is in architecture and urban planning, and I was amazed by Yemen's unique buildings, including intricate 5-story houses made of mud in Sa'de and beautifully decorated buildings in Sana'a and Taiz. This is part of our shared human heritage, and I am very sad and angry to see it being destroyed. I have seen people suffering from the fallout of this terrible conflict. Food insecurity, the lack of medical care and education, the skyrocketing costs of everyday essentials. But amazingly, citizens are still going about their business, even getting married and opening new shops. It's amazing how strong people are. We do our jobs as humanitarian workers, but I believe in the power of people. In the middle of the broken city, people are still living their lives. When I have worked in conflict situations in Africa in the past, I was protected by physical barriers such as thick walls and high fences. But in Yemen, I feel protected by the people and the way that ICRC maintains a relationship with all the parties involved in the conflict.